Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fake Out, a dazzling installment in the Vancouver Storm series by Stephanie Archer, dives deep into the heart of fake dating with a twist of sports romance. This book captures the drama, passion, and unexpected turns of love in the high-stakes world of professional hockey. With engaging characters, a vivid setting, and the thrilling backdrop of ice hockey, Archer crafts a narrative that is not only about love, but also about self-discovery, resilience, and the pursuit of happiness. The chemistry between the protagonists, alongside the trials they face both on and off the ice, makes for a compelling read that is hard to put down. Set against the vibrant city of Vancouver and the pulsating energy of the hockey scene, The Fake Out is more than just a romance. It's a journey into the heart of what it means to find someone who can truly understand you. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the essence of fake dating. The Fake Out effectively explores the nuances of fake dating, a popular trope in romance novels. The protagonist's decision to engage in a faux relationship for mutual benefit throws both characters into an intricate dance of pretense and reality. This arrangement sets the stage for a host of comedic, tender, and awkward moments, illuminating the complexities of maintaining a facade while battling burgeoning real feelings. The dynamic brings to light the characters' vulnerabilities and strengths, highlighting how relationships built on falsehoods can sometimes lead to unanticipated truths. Through this journey, the book dissects themes of trust, authenticity, and the lengths people will go to protect their hearts, thus providing a rich field for emotional exploration and character development. Secondly, hockey culture and sports romance. At its core, The Fake Out doesn't just skate around the surface of hockey as a sport. Instead, it delves deep into the culture of hockey, weaving it seamlessly into the fabric of the romance. This approach adds a layer of authenticity and excitement, offering readers an insider's view of the pressures, camaraderie, and lifestyle that define professional hockey. The male protagonist's identity as a hockey player is not only a career, but a testament to his values, work ethic, and challenges. The book portrays the sport with passion and precision, from the adrenaline-pumping matches to the off-ice dynamics within the team, creating a vivid backdrop for the love story. Its exploration of sports romance underlines the unity, conflict, and triumph found in the intersection of love and competitive sports. Thirdly, character development and emotional growth. The protagonists in The Fake Out undergo significant emotional growth, a testament to Archer's skill in character development. The narrative allows readers to witness the characters evolving from their initial impressions and motivations to more nuanced humans capable of introspection and change. As the story progresses, the facade of fake dating forces them to confront their fears, insecurities, and desires. This emotional journey is fraught with challenges, but ultimately leads to greater self-awareness and understanding. The characters' development is portrayed realistically, showcasing the pain and joy of growing together and individually. Through their journey, the book emphasizes the importance of communication, emotional resilience, and the courage to face one's own vulnerabilities. Fourthly, conflict and resolution within relationships. The Fake Out adeptly navigates the conflicts that arise from the protagonist's arrangement and their personal baggage. The tension mounts as the lines between fake and real blur, leading to confrontations that test the foundation of their relationship. The book addresses the theme of conflict resolution with maturity, highlighting how honest conversations and a willingness to confront the past can pave the way for a healthier relationship. These moments of conflict and subsequent resolution deepen the connection between the characters, illustrating how overcoming obstacles together strengthens bonds. Through this, Archer showcases the complexity of relationships and the importance of facing challenges head-on. Lastly, the power of vulnerability and trust. A central theme in The Fake Out is the transformative power of vulnerability and trust. As the characters peel away the layers of their fake personas, they reveal their true selves, leading to moments of genuine connection. This process is depicted with sensitivity and insight, underscoring how vulnerability can serve as a bridge to deeper intimacy and understanding. The book champions the idea that trust is not given lightly, but earned through actions and empathy. Through its characters' journeys, It illustrates that opening up to someone can be both the most terrifying and rewarding experience, ultimately highlighting the courage it takes to be vulnerable and the strength found in mutual trust. In conclusion, The Fake Out by Stephanie Archer is a must-read for fans of contemporary romance, especially those who have a penchant for sports themes and the dynamics of fake dating. Its rich exploration of vulnerability, growth, and the essence of true connection makes it a meaningful read for anyone navigating the complexities of relationships. Beyond the entertainment factor, this book serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of being true to oneself and the transformative power of love. It caters to readers looking for both escapism and depth, blending steamy romance with insightful looks into personal development and emotional resilience. Whether you're a sports enthusiast or a romance aficionado, The Fake Out offers a compelling story that resonates with the universal quest for love, acceptance, and understanding. If you would like to support Stephanie Archer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.